A snarl in the woods. Ancient forest spirits nip at his heels. He can outrun a force of nature on foot. He needs an instant power machine built for the wild. The only escape is in the Toyota BZ Woodland. Off-road handling, all electric power. Leave evil in the dust. John Cho stars in Camping. Face the wild. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family at your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5. And what a night last night. We've got Astros baseball winning that one. Yordan with the grand slam. What a great night. Mike Burrows giving up three in the first and settling in okay, giving up one more run after that. But five innings of four-run ball wasn't great. Two walks and a hit batter in the first inning. He's just got us. He gave up the homer last outing and then gave up nothing after that. And last night, the first inning again got him, but this was even worse with two walks and a hit batter. So he's got to get better in the first. He's got to come out. He's got to figure out something to get off to a better start than he has been. But he settled in nicely. The Rockets making a big move with Bogdan Bogdanovich agreeing to a one-year deal with the Rockets. Finally getting a shooter. Dude can shoot now.
That's
38% career three-point shooter. And then Mexico with the win last night. And France is just looks too down.
Mexico
unbelievable.
Was good, but the World Cup's over.
No, the World Cup is over. There's
the
no
World
question.
Cup is over. It's just a matter of just watching the rest of the games now. Betting on them, if that's what you do. Drinking beer and drinking, you know, getting your cocktails, whatever, when we're watching the Americans tonight. That should be a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
But make no mistake, the World Cup is over. It's been decided.
It is. They are so good.
Ain't Holy nobody God. Beating France.
For another French-Argentina World Cup final?
Could be, but I mean, France is, this guy Olise, I mean, I just don't follow anything outside of the Premier League. Holy crap, is he talented. Like, really, really good. Number 11?
They're all good.
You know what he reminds me of? White chocolate Jason Williams.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Reminds you of who?
White chocolate Jason Williams.
Huh.
Just a magician with the ball in his hands. Now, he's really, really, I mean, that guy is extraordinarily good. He has five assists, which is a record, I guess, in the World Cup. He already has five assists. Mbappe, they're just loaded. You're not beating France. France, they turn up the heat. They're all over you. They're super fast. They're explosive. But I don't, as far as that, you know, as far as the U.S., I'm just excited about what the U.S. is going to do. So that's fine. And maybe U.S. can take them down in the finals. You just never know.
Well, yeah. Well, you don't know per se.
You have to play the games.
Yeah. You do have to play the games. I think they should play them. I don't think they should cancel all the games.
No.
But
no, there's too many people who have. And then have you seen their price? You haven't seen their prices yet. Like drinks are like $19, $20. You got to play it out because there's too much money to be made up in the concessions.
Yeah, no, I haven't been. I haven't been. Yeah. But
well, yeah. You can imagine what the prices are.
Well, that's everywhere here.
Yeah, right.
$19, $20, that's what. Okay, what? Yeah, I mean, the drinks are $20-some.
Well, but this is for a can of beer. Do you pay $20 for a can of Coors Light?
I
and not
would.
One of those enormous
Listen, I
cans.
I would. Yeah. I would, but
you would go totally broke.
Yeah. I mean, but don't force my hand. I'm hoping that you're just saying, would you? Yeah. Yes, I would.
Well, you wouldn't. Hopefully, you don't have to live in a stadium and just pay stadium prices for everything. It's like
right. Well, no, that's what LA is.
It's like God,
LA is stadium prices for everything.
You know, so Dell, we talked to I talked to John's wife this weekend about I want to send Maddie out there for about, you know, for however long to go
send like, money with her.
Are you gonna make Maddie their ward and just send her out there? She's yes. gonna stay with the Granados.
Yes,
as a ward,
and she can be a nanny if there's any kids there.
I didn't say all that.
We don't have any kids here, though.
But if there are kids there,
but we don't have any.
Well, but sometimes you get drunk.
And what? They're going to produce an 8-year-old out of nowhere?
No. So I want her to go learn under Winnie. I want her to go, like, Maddie's a real go-getter. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have, I've got some plans for her. And I said, you know what? I want you to go learn under Wendy. And I reach out to
learn
Wendy.
Learn under Wendy?
Yeah. Going with Wendy to where Wendy's like, yes, send her. Absolutely send her. You know what? The first thing Maddie wants to do is go to Erewhon.
You better send, because I ain't paying for that. I'm telling you right now.
Can you please
send money? She's already saved up $10,000, John. She's looking to put it in a CD at 4%. Well,
sounds like she doesn't spend it, so you better send money with her.
No, she's spending.
I only ask for one thing if this comes about. Like when people go, oh, well, John and Wendy, you're out and about and Maddie's with you. Can you introduce her as your ward? This is my ward, Maddie. Maddie Zerline.
Porridge, sir.
No, even like in Game of Thrones, you don't have to be poor to have a ward. But you,
like the little bald kid who was running around and helping the horse. I don't even remember that kid's name.
Is she a squire?
Not egg. But even Theon Greyjoy was a ward of the Starks. Now it didn't go well once he got old. But you could. Maddie could be
a
their
squire's
ward.
Not
Maddie could be their ward.
I like squire better.
She's not. She can't be a squire. It's a patriarchy. She can't be a squire.
Was it? Who's the little one with the knife with the blade?
Oh,
Arya.
Arya was the ward of
the many-faced god
for Tywin for like a
for Tywin
for
yeah.
a couple episodes.
Yeah,
Tywin Lannister. She
like,
was.
Well, she was like a she was a spoil of war. Like there was a war, he took her in, and
is oh, Maddie yeah, a spoil of war?
He chopped off her dad's head.
Well, he didn't,
and then like come work for me.
Well,
kid.
He didn't know that was a Stark. She just happened.
Oh,
he
that's right.
She, no, yeah, he didn't know.
And then what
know.
Happened?
And he was her cupbearer.
Then
bearer.
She went and learned under many-faced gods, and then it was on.
She was his cupbearer, so she that's was around right. the table and all that stuff.
She's like, yeah, that's fine.
Maddie could be the cupbearer here.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Bring John his Coors Lights.
Bring me my Coors Light, Maddie.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. I don't want her learning under John. There's very specific rules. Said so you know about how bad Mr. John is. You learn under Wendy. She goes, yeah. Because Wendy, Wendy gave her a pair of shoes about, I don't know what it was, like 7 years ago. I don't know. We were there watching a Game of Thrones, actually.
Yep.
And she tried to wear them to church the next day. A little big. They were a little bit big. Not now. Not now.
Maddie's they fit her
like,
now?
Maddie's like 5'7", 5'7 and a half now.
Yep.
Yeah. Maddie's all grows up. She's all grown up, and this weekend, you know what triggered me to call about to text Wendy, is she told me, she goes, you know, Dad, it's our swim team, because she's a swim team coach, but she's an assistant coach because she's just 15. She goes, I'm taking over next year, and it's just I'm just tired of the attitude. Like, yes, we're supposed to have fun in swimming, but we've got to compete harder. And these kids just are not, like, they're not being asked to compete. And I'm going to make sure and change the culture of the swim team. So she wants to change the culture of the good neighborhood swim team. And she said, oh, I was told that, we're not as competitive because we don't have as many kids. Well, guess what? That means they have more time to do individual lessons with us. So we need to be working with them on speed. And so she's got a whole plan laid. And she goes, and I'm going to have a conversation with the parents and the kids together to start the season about how we're going to expect more and we're going to push them harder. I'm like, Maddie, this is why you're number one on the power rankings. And I'm going to call Miss Wendy and see if I can get you out there to continue learning from Mrs.
Well, there we go. We'll send our ward. But we got to talk.
Okay. Erewhon.
All right. No, I'm telling you, she's on her own at Erewhon. She's on her own. We got to talk right now about Bogdan Bogdanovich.
Okay.
What kind of – we've been crying for. We've been pleading. Go get a shooter. What is wrong with this organization?
Please.
We love to put up threes with Corey. What's his name? All right.
Brewer.
What are we doing? Yeah. Go get a shooter. So what do they do? Now, he's 33 years old, but, I don't care. He's 6'5". He shoots at 30. He shoots threes at 38% in his career. He was 34 last year. Not great. Not great, but he's a 38% three-point shooter. Last year, 34. The year before, 36. The year before, 42. So he may be on the decline a little bit. But he is a guy who's a bona fide three-point shooter. That is something that this team needed desperately. And, you know, not a point guard. Are you going to be?
Well, wait a minute. They just signed Marcus Smart, so they got a point guard too.
Yeah.
So they've got a 30. Yeah. They've added
another non-shooter.
A 32 and 33-year-old added to the team.
Right. Another non-shooter.
Added to Kevin Durant, 39.
Is Marcus Smart the answer?
We will literally have a lineup at some point that will be one of the oldest in the NBA. At times, if you have Bogdanovich, you have Marcus Smart, you have Kevin Durant, you have Steven Adams, or God forbid Clint Capella, because I don't know how old Clint is. He's been around forever.
He's been around forever.
Is
Marcus
Finney
Smart
Smith?
Really?
You throw all those guys out there, your average age is about 34 years old.
No,
Marcus is not a shooter. We know what Marcus is.
He's an
Ime guy.
Is he the answer to point for this team?
No, Fred is.
Fred's done.
No, Fred's the best.
Fred's done.
Well, then Fred must physically be unable to perform because he must be a pup guy. Because all I heard was that you couldn't possibly do anything without the health of Fred. Well, if Fred is healthy, then all your problems should be solved. So that tells me that Fred is not healthy. And if he is healthy, I don't know why they've all
Fred,
of a sudden soured
is
on
he
him.
Still scrubbed all of his social media?
Yep. And it says athlete now. There's no bio to the Rockets or anything. Well, I mean, clearly there's something going on here behind the scenes. You've now signed two old. I hate when this happens. I got to tell you, there's nothing worse. And it started when I saw the Rockets signing Eddie Johnson back when they started. They went Clyde. You know, he went Charles Barkley. You trade away two young players from a championship team. Okay, you had Clyde the year before. So now we're kind of old. Charles, Clyde, Dream. But, you know, it's exciting. Big three. We didn't know that all three of them were about to fall off a hill pretty quick. Then they added Eddie Johnson. And you just start adding old guys. Daryl Morey did this. Just add, you know, just get older. Just add some old guys. And then he was doing this with the 76ers too. There is nothing worse than when you just start adding 32, 33, 34-year-olds. There's nothing worse. They're Band-Aids. You're not growing anything. So the Rockets right now are – Fred VanVleet will be gone. I would have to assume, John. I mean, I'd have to assume it's a sign-in trade. I mean, he opted into his contract. So,
right, which means they can trade him.
It could be Fred VanVleet and Marcus Smart. Would that be the worst thing you've ever seen?
No. No, but they've got to come up with some money somewhere there.
I mean, Fred did scrub his social media despite
opting
in.
There's a reason he did that.
So, yeah, there's a reason.
There's a reason.
We all know that's the NBA's way of sending messages is your social media pictures.
I'm out of here. Yeah. We didn't know that he had shattered, destroyed his knee.
Yeah.
Like, not Tank Dell-ish, but was a lot worse than anybody knew.
And it's not like he's a great athlete to begin with, or super explosive and fast. So
no,
it could really, really slow him.
But it's funny, Bogdanovich is a 38% three-point shooter, 43% inside overall shooter. So he's another guy that has a problem with
career?
The two.
He's 38 for his career?
38%.
I would have thought he was higher than that.
No, he's the last couple of years, he's fallen off a little bit. But he had a 42%, 43% one year. But he's 33 years old now. And, you know, he's what you needed. He's exactly what you need. But you're right. It's just to add in another. Listen, this is a lot like what you said with the Eddie Johnson. This is a Carlos Lee signing with the Astros, just trying to hold on. You know, getting older, just adding a guy. But, hey, I looked at – we were talking about Carlos Lee the other day, as a matter of fact, and I went back and looked. Remember when Lance Berkman was in studio, he said, hey, you guys are off on this Carlos Lee thing. He was a 100 RBI guy every year. And sure enough, Carlos Lee was.
Carlos was very productive.
He was fine. He was
kind
productive.
We had
it
some confirmation.
It was just the idea of Carlos
we
Lee.
We had some confirmation bias, without question. We didn't like Carlos. Now, we also knew that Carlos – Carlos was another independent contractor who cared about his horses that he was raising. He didn't, like, the baseball stuff was like, just pay me and let me go up to bat. And if we win, we win. If we lose, we lose.
Right, right.
So that was a little bit irritating. And we lost to Carlos Beltran and picked up a Carlos Lee. But Carlos Lee, actually, his numbers are not bad. His productivity was pretty good.
Oh, his productivity was great.
It was better than Isak Paredes.
Yep. Marcus
better than Smart. Christian Walker.
Bogdanovich, 1 year. Marcus Smart, 2 years, 13. This
and Bogdanovich turns 34 in August before the season starts.
Yeah, yeah. And the Astros win. We will continue the conversation.
And Yordan hits a grand slam.
Other side, after we talk a little Kaplan sinus relief.
So it has been. So I've had to deal with. Unfortunately, I ended up getting a separate illness that I've had to deal with as I've been recovering from, which slowed down my recovery. That's why you may have heard me, you know, on the radio sounding a certain type of way. But I'm telling you, this has been unbelievable. I had a great day yesterday, and I had the balloon sinuplasty, which is something that you recover from fairly, you know, you can recover from that fairly quickly. What they do is they go in, and Dr. Kaplan is one of the pioneers. They go in when you're under, and they go in with a couple of balloons into the nostrils. They clear out the sinus cavity. And so if you're someone who has been suffering from, you know, it's just jammed up in there, you've been suffering from headaches and facial pain and really bad sinuses, allergies you can't shake, I mean, this just empties it out. It's unbelievable. And then there's a recovery process that is fairly quick. I also had deviated septum. It was something that had bothered me since I was 2 years old and broke my nose. And so they said, you know what? We're going to go in and take care of them both at the same time. And so now I'm breathing out of my left nostril, which is something I've basically never done, barely been able to do it my whole life. And now this is something that's brand new to me. I am very excited about the results. I am very excited to go in for my second post-op visit with Dr. Kaplan tomorrow. If you need an ENT, the Kaplan Sinus Relief is going to be the website to go to, kaplansinusrelief.com. Set up your appointment. They'll scan your face, and they can also check, you know, which is going to check your sinuses and see how you're doing, because you may be a candidate for the balloon sinuplasty, which is a huge game changer. And, of course, they've got allergy testing. They've got ear, nose, throat, complete ear, nose, throat coverage, and they accept most insurance companies. They are going to help you get right on the ear, nose, throat front. But make sure you ask about the balloon sinuplasty, because that's a huge game changer for people who have had lifelong, you know, nasal issues. It's KaplanSinusRelief.com. That's KaplanSinusRelief.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. Chandler Rome did a nice long piece on Tatsuya Imai and how he's getting more and more comfortable in America and in the clubhouse. He also got his trainer, who had visa issues at the start, and this is a guy that he's been with for 4 or 5 years, and he says it's made a huge difference, and you can see it on the mound. He has just been great. He's pitching today, trying to win their sixth straight series today after the win yesterday, a game in which Mike Burrows gave it up early, but the Astros put up a six spot in the fourth inning, in which Yordan hit the grand slam, the big one. Royce Lewis did not help him at all at first base, although the at bat that Christian Walker, he dropped a foul ball. And then he went. He let a ball go right through him.
Yep.
It was ruled a base hit. I think it was. Was it Trammell? No, it was, I forget who it was. It was Taylor Trammell, I think, hit that ball, and it went right through him.
Single still goes down as a single, John.
It was a hit. It's a hit, although it shouldn't have been.
Yiner
Diaz. It should have been an error. And then it opened up the floodgates.
Yeah, Yiner had a hit, but then they also, you know, walked runs in too. So.
That was a great. We walked into one run with Jose Altuve. That was a great challenge. Altuve has won 19 challenges now, and
it's crazy because he'll swing at pretty much anything.
Oh my gosh!
And yet he knows
he's back
the strike
to that
zone
again.
Yeah, and yet he knows the strike zone.
Yeah, he's back at just swinging
the
slider.
He just doesn't like the strike zone. He knows it. He's just like, yeah, I mean.
It's what it is.
This is boring, taking a pitch.
He was taking fastballs right down the middle and swinging at
swinging
that slider.
Swinging sliders that are outside the left-hand batter's box.
I mean, he could. Remember, did you see that meme where he couldn't even swing him?
Swing himself?
Swing
they put
himself
as a bat to show the length of Jose Altuve and that he couldn't even reach if he swung himself.
He couldn't reach that slider.
And it's like, it was a funny joke, but also, I think, kind of from a science sports science standpoint, accurate.
Right, right, right. So that was great. And then in meanwhile, I don't know if you went out to a restaurant last night or what, but you probably – I saw stories where there are a lot of places that are like – I'm sorry.
Mexico.
I don't have any employees tonight because they're all watching Mexico play.
Mexico.
Yeah. L3, Adele, you happy with how L3 is playing?
Yeah, Adele, you racist son of a bitch.
You happy right now with how L3 is playing?
They looked really good yesterday.
I'm never happy when they win. I'm not a fan. It's like I wouldn't root for Florida State to win, but I can acknowledge that they played well. I get it. You attach a country to it, so I guess it's more personal. But I see them as a team, and I don't root for that team. But they played really well. They use the energy of playing in their home, the place where they like to play all their big matches in Azteca, and they got off to a great start. The energy, their willingness to go forward and create problems for Ecuador. Ecuador could not respond in those first 20 minutes or so.
It was an avalanche. Like, you could just feel it coming.
The energy from the crowd, from the fans, from the players all came together in those first 20 minutes or so. And when the goal happened, Quiñones scored. And he put that one in. It just rained down on Ecuador.
That's a strong home field advantage.
Did you see? And there were
they don't sell their tickets to the opponents.
Million people outside watching that.
Yeah.
And did you see the fireworks display? When I'm like, this seems a little dangerous. All this fireworks with all these people here, but they had a watch party. It looked like a million
fireworks.
People.
You're worried about that. Down the street from me, they fire off guns on Christmas. Just pow, pow, shots in the air. What are you talking about?
I don't know. A million people with fireworks right in the middle of them.
And I get a billion fireworks, too. They shoot fireworks for 2.5 hours in the neighborhood that's near me. But, fireworks is just a thing. It's kind of like, after you win. You know, you have kids run the bases, bring your dogs to the park, shoot off a billion fireworks. That's what they do. And do you think the Mexican national team lets kids bring your kids? Your kids get to run the pitch and they run all over the field after a match. I don't think they do that for Mexican soccer. Or bring your dogs to the game. This will be great.
No, I don't think they do.
Because dogs and fireworks do not mix, people.
Yeah, no, it's extremely plain. It's extremely played at stadiums throughout the different countries. It's not like our stadium experiences. It's nothing like that.
No, but on the broadcast in Monterrey, I guess it's Monterrey, both the broadcasters said we couldn't wait to get here. This stadium is like a special experience. They were raving about the stadium, that it's smaller, but it goes straight up. And it's real close to the action. I don't know what's so great about it, but both, and I think it may have been Stuart Holden and maybe Ian Dark. I can't remember who the broadcast team was, but they were like super excited to be at that Monterrey Stadium. I'm like, well, okay.
Deal? It's that's different than, like, I'm talking about a regular season game.
Atmosphere.
No, the atmosphere at.
I got you.
Like bring your kid to the park or bring your pet to the park day. Yeah, that's not
bring your flares to the park.
Yeah, well, it's bring yes. There's that. There's flares at the park.
I'm telling you, the U.S. cannot lose today. You got to stay in this. There's so much momentum going right now for the World Cup. It's been like this has been. I guess I've been watching them since '98, and this is the best one I can remember. This is in terms of the level of excitement, the level of excitement late in matches, late game heroics or choke jobs in the Netherlands case. This is really, you've got a team that probably is going to be one of the more special teams, I think, ever in the France team. I don't you know, I can't really speak to all the other, I don't know. Historically, I wouldn't really know that. I just feel like it's, find me a team that would have beat this France. I mean, good luck. But this is such a good World Cup right now. I hope the U.S. can move on. They're the favorites tonight against Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Yeah, but France is kind of ruining the whole thing.
Well, they're doing way too much. This feels like the KD Golden State Warriors, who, by the way, didn't win that year. They set the record. Was it the?
No, that was
It was a year after. It was a year after the 73 win season.
So, in your setup, if you're comparing those two, the Warriors won the title, then they were on the verge of winning. Then they had their great year where they lost 3-1. France won a title in 18, then lost to Argentina, came back this year with a squad top to bottom that's more talented than we might have seen in the last decade or 20 years or so, like the KD Warriors teams. They lose, they come back even stronger, and they may just run roughshod over the tournament like the Warriors did over the league those two seasons.
But the Warriors didn't win that 73-win season.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That was last time around for France.
Yeah,
when they lost to Argentina in the final.
But KD wasn't with the 73-win team.
This version of them is the KD version, where they look unbeatable.
Yeah, they really do. They look unbeatable. Just getting the ball up the field is almost impossible.
Olise is their KD. Like Mbappe clearly is the Steph. You add in the juice that Olise brings to this thing, who could be playing for several countries like anyone else. If you have a name that's hard for, I guess, English speakers to pronounce, they'll do the whole what they do is they have the players line up with the card in front of them with their name on it, and they pronounce it. So that's how the announcers know how to pronounce it. And he has an English accent.
Olise does?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Things would have changed if he played for England.
Speaking of which, how much better is our soccer team going to be now that the Supreme Court ruled you could be here one day, get born here, leave,
thank God we got strikers
uphold,
now.
Then they just uphold what always had been.
Well, yeah,
that's why.
Yeah. Thank God we can still have a striker.
That's what
John's saying.
Balogun can play for us.
Well, we can find us. Maybe we'll find an even.
And they weren't even. She wasn't even trying to do that.
Yeah,
she was trying to get on the plane. They're like, "You can't fly, ma'am. You're crowning.
Yeah,
you cannot fly. Yeah, right. Your water has broken.
Speaking
you can't
of which,
get out of here. I want to get back. Too bad he's an American." Yeah. And then what happens?
Goals. And now everybody's after Balogun now.
Goals. Well, you can't have them. You're not transferring off the U.S.
Not countries, clubs.
No. Teams are.
Like Chelsea is
PSG,
looking at them.
I think Real Madrid's
fine.
After.
Y'all can have them, but he's not. You know, some of these guys change countries from World Cup to World Cup. Don't act like they're not portaling out.
You normally don't do that if you play in a World Cup. Like, guys do that if they have played for the national team but don't see a path to play in a World Cup. Normally,
then they portal.
Once you play in a World Cup, you kind of are set with your club.
They portal the Ivory Coast. Country,
no, but somebody who just was ousted in the group stage has already said, "I ain't playing for them again. I'm moving teams."
Who said that?
I forget
baby.
Yeah, he was like, "I'm done. I'm not happy." I think he's coming to America. As a matter of fact,
who is he?
I forget his name.
Is he Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy is coming to America. Not that one.
Oh,
okay. Yep. All right.
Hey, 7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-6
is the number.
Glenn Davis at the top of the hour here. Right now, we're talking basketball. Bogdan Bogdanovich. What? Yep. You want to be a shooter like him? Yes, you do. Well, here's the deal, Dad. You want your kids to be shooters like that. Here's the deal. There's money in them there hills. If your kid can shoot, he can get to college. Okay, or she can get to college. There's a lot of money out there for your kids to go to college. But how do they get there? Well, they probably ain't getting there with grades. I don't know. Maybe. But there's a lot of money for a shooter, okay? And your kids, if they can shoot, they can go to college. They don't have to be big as long as they can shoot. Shoot and make. And that's where Pro Dunk comes in. Because when they're younger, they can't reach a 10-foot goal, so they're not interested. But you lower that goal with the push of a button, and they love to push the button. They're gonna, it's something. And then finally they go, oh, yes, I want to shoot. Lower that goal, Daddy, so I can shoot. Shoot, 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 and make. Get them a shooting eye, and you do that with Pro Dunk. And then they can dunk as well because they love to dunk. But listen, the whole key is moving it up and down with the push of a button with Pro Dunk. It's the best goal. It's got all of the best equipment. It's unbelievable, this goal. It is the best goal. We had one, and it just keeps getting better and better and better. You're looking for the best way for the kids to be outside playing. ProDunk.com, ProDunk.com.
John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We got our guy, Glenn Davis, joining us top of the hour to talk some soccer. And, I mean, I am a little bit disgusted that France is so good, honestly. They're ruining the whole thing.
I mean, they were pretty brilliant, though.
Huh?
They were pretty brilliant.
Yeah, I know, but, I mean, can anybody beat them?
No, you get the sense that, because they're big, fast, and explosive. Like, it's,
I mean,
what's the dream of all the Americans who think, hey,
that is what a team
what
looks like.
What if our best athletes play?
Yes, that's exactly.
That's what the dream of an American is.
That's what it is. That's
you
what
see it
is.
Out there right now.
France looks like a team that we think we would have if some of the players decided, I don't want to play football. I'll go play football.
Right.
That's what we think it would look like.
It would look like that.
Yeah. We'd have an Mbappe. Mbappe's just grow on trees here.
Is that so?
Mbappe's are a dime a dozen in this country.
Yeah. Okay.
They don't ever materialize.
But they're a dime a dozen.
Dime a dozen. They're just dime doing other stuff. Like they're dunk champions.
A guy
something.
In, what, three World Cups who may overtake Messi for the most goals scored in World Cup history?
Yeah.
They're growing trees here.
That's the thing. It's just one of those things. Like,
He's just a guy.
You know, you ever seen those movies where if you take one path, your life would have been something? Those are always very interesting movies to me. Like the Butterfly Effect or the, I don't know, there was something years ago. But if you take one path, your life could be whatever it is. But if you took the other path, you could be another Mbappe. We have lots of Mbappes here.
Well, we found
tons of Mbappes.
That if Messi grew up here, he would be Danny Woodhead.
Tyreek Mbappe.
We found that. We found that out earlier this week.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you learn this week on the show?
Lionel Messi is just Danny Woodhead in this country.
He would have been Danny Woodhead.
In this country, you'd be Danny Woodhead. Be glad you were born in Argentina.
Yeah.
You'd be just another Danny Woodhead. Just
scrapping. He might have played football and then gone, oh, crap. I could have been the greatest player ever, but he did. He was.
Who knows? Danny Woodhead might have been. But I just feel like our little guys aren't as good, probably. And I look at that from historically, it's just true. But you are right, Dell. All jokes aside, because there will be people who are like, Lance Dixon's a bunch of Mbappes. He doesn't know soccer. I know he's extremely skilled. I make jokes, but I have to explain it to some of you dum-dums. But it is true, though. Shut up, you stupid ass. Shut up, you dummy. That is true, though. That France looks like what I would think the American team could look like if, you know, they had the good players, the good ones. If we had Olise, if he was born here. We just need more of the Balogans to choose us.
Yeah.
We need to be the cool team.
If only Olise's mom came over here on vacation.
And smashed.
No.
Oh.
Had already done that.
No, she was pregnant and went
and visited
New York like right before
and
she was
American
gonna get
Airlines
birth.
Employee said, you're too pregnant to get on the plane. Yeah. And then we could have had Olise as well. Mm. We need to do that.
Yeah. Why can't we
Dembele? Who knows how many guys we could have got if they just followed the Balogun plan.
Yeah. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be great. Why don't they just everybody just come over here and have babies?
Come over here, heavenly pregnant.
I don't know that. I don't know that that's exactly what everyone's shooting for right now. Well, come on over, just cross the border any way you can and have babies. Like,
pretty sure
it seems like that's a very big political topic right now.
I don't know if you know this, but it's happening a lot. It's a very Chinese thing.
Let us screen you first. Mm-hmm. We need to screen the mom and the dad.
Were they
athletes?
We need
athletes? To do some athletic screening. Yeah, if you look like, you know, if you're like Erling Haaland, right? His dad was a former soccer player. His mom was a heptathlete. You can come on in.
Yeah.
Come on in. You're good. If
How
you,
about the way that
Balogun, Tim Weah somehow, well, he's already on this country.
Well, his father
his dad
was a great player.
Well, we just missed. We just missed that.
We missed out.
That's a miss. Well, Michael Bradley, that's just a miss, you know?
I mean, well,
that's
just
different.
Wow.
Michael Bradley was just flat-out American. There's no question about where he was going to represent.
I wish his dad would have gone abroad and smashed.
Would he have made
play for another country?
And born in Sweden?
Yeah. He'll play for Sweden, Baldy. I'm a bad person sometimes.
Yeah, you
are a bad person.
You are a bad person.
You know what? I'm looking at how... play this. So, John, listen to this. The Dodgers were playing the A's last night. Have you seen this? Your timeline's probably seen it already. Have you seen this?
No, what?
The Dodgers are playing the A's.
Oh, Max Muncy?
No. Oh. It doesn't have anything to do with baseball. It has to do with soccer. Oh. And the Dodgers are playing the A's.
Oh, the guy behind home plate?
Yeah. I want you to listen to this. Now, when you guys listen, here's what happens. Mexico's building up to take a shot on goal, and you can hear this guy, and he's behind. He's like... He's in the first row. He's in the first row behind it. You can see him. And you can hear him go, and he goes, golazo! And he starts screaming. He stands up in his Mexico jersey, screams goal for about a minute straight. Everyone around him is kind of just ignoring him. And so, like, I don't know how. You wait until you hear this. The field mic is picking him up, screaming goal nonstop. The announcers never acknowledge it, but it's super loud. So listen to at the very beginning. You have to pick up because you can hear him go as they start to almost score a goal, and then when they score a goal, it's undeniable. And then they just keep talking. You know, it's a baseball broadcast, but you cannot miss this guy who stood up and screamed for about a minute straight.
Good, like Freeman, Betts, Otani, Kyle Tucker.
Well, I mentioned it last night, and he confirmed it in the post-game interview. Which is you play with these guys in your video games. You collect their baseball cards. You have their posters. You watch them on TV, and now here you are. Well, now you're on TV. Now somebody's collecting your baseball card. Somebody wants to be you in their video game.
Now I got a question.
Well, it's an A's game, so guess what?
You're
there
be
were
able to
four
hear
people there,
no,
so yes, you can hear them.
No, it was at L.A., wasn't it?
No, it was an A's game.
Oh, it was at A.
But the Dodgers
were
in town, so you're going to have a bigger crowd.
Because all the Dodgers were behind. Oh, okay. Because all I could see was L.A. stuff behind them.
Yeah, it's just Dodgers national fan base. There are like three other fans there. I think there's another guy in a Mexico jersey, so he was with a group of people. Why are you at this game?
Yeah. Well, that's
what... I mean, because those seats...
I guess, well, and the Dodgers are in town, but why are you at this game?
Okay, so I'm
that's a good point.
Astros, what are you doing? Astros are heads up against the U.S. tonight. Normally a getaway game is at 1.
What do you mean Astros?
They're playing tonight at 7.
They didn't schedule this. What do you want the Astros to do?
The Astros should know that they should have moved the game. That's what they should have done.
Who's going to have more viewers, Astros or... U.S. men's national team. In Houston.
U.S. men's national.
The one on Fox Television and Telemundo, or one on Space City Home Network?
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
By far. I'm going to tell you what, it's going to hurt. How many people, like tonight, would you go to the Astros game instead of watching this game?
No, I can watch
Hell
on
no.
TV. I can score track. We got a lot more games to go, kids.
Sorry, Jim, but... I don't know. You should have foresaw this as soon as it came out that the U.S. was playing at 7 o'clock on Wednesday.
So here's what's going to happen, because this has happened before. This has happened actually at an Astros game before.
They'll put it up.
I don't think they will, but people will have it on their phones.
They'll show highlights of the U.S. scoring on the big board.
Yeah. If they score, you will have people yell during the game, because they'll be watching on their phone.
Yes. Absolutely. But man, that's just bad programming. Heads up against the U.S.
Yeah,
tonight.
They have known that they were the winner of the group for quite a while now.
Yeah,
it's been it was a week before their final game.
Not only that,
They can't change their time, can they?
Sure. You know what? We're moving this game. Absolutely, they can.
I think you should be
Toronto
able to.
Toronto played
out.
Early, because Canada was playing right down the street. The Astros game was on early last week.
How early did Toronto play? Because Canada, that started at 2.
Which game?
No, Canada wasn't playing down the street. They had a different game. But they still moved the Astros-Toronto game to earlier just to accommodate that game because it was crazy getting in and out of there. So they did. They moved the game. They could have moved this game. They absolutely could have moved the time of this game. They just decided, no, we'll go heads up against the U.S. Not smart. Not good, Jim. Not good. Time to talk a little HRP right now. That is good. And they are people who will help you with your business, your planning, better planning, need better planning. You are somebody who is growing. Your business is good. Things are going great. But, man, oh, man, these expenses, like payroll, like HR, like taxes, like all of this stuff. What, man, the 401k plan, all of this different things. You're successful because you do really well at selling whatever you sell, okay? Your business is successful because you do that really, really well. Well, you know what HRP does? They do that really well. HR and payroll and taxes. And they help you figure out all the other things that you need as well. They don't make money off it, but they help you your business just run smoothly and more economically. The payroll that their proprietary technology is second to none, okay? You don't do this like they do. It's what they do. Let them do what they do. You do what you do, and then you can be better, and your bottom line will be better, and you will be more successful and worry less about things that you shouldn't be worrying about. Let HRP take that over. HRP.net. Might as well just have them come over and see what they can do for you. HRP.net.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Quick segment here because we got Glenn Davis at the top of the hour, and that's always, always, always really good. Chris wants to talk about the Little Rockets. What do you say, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. Lance, you kind of like made me think about something a little earlier when you talked about Eddie Johnson. That has there ever been a team or an era in Houston when we get older that we get better? I don't know why we keep going down this road. It drives me a little bit insane. And I was thinking about these playoffs. Two Lakers signed yesterday. Marcus Smart, obviously with us, and then Stephen Kennard, who had 28 points and could shoot from three for the Suns. He signed for 2 years, $13 million, and he's young. And we signed Marcus Smart. And if it's because he's a veteran, well, how about our actually old-ass veteran Kevin Durant play a little bit and be a little bit of a leader? And then we won't need to sign Marcus Smart, because what I don't want to roll out is Marcus Smart, Kevin Durant, Bogdan, or whatever, however you pronounce his name, a bunch of old guys with Amen Thompson and expect us to do good against some of these like Shea. Like Dylan Hart, these guys in San Antonio, Oklahoma City are going to run circles around Marcus Smart. So I don't know. I just can't think of it. I sat here and thought for the last 20, 30 minutes of a team that got older and got better and thought, wow, that's a championship team. I can't think of one.
You can add veterans and get better. You can't add old guys and get better. It just doesn't happen. You can have temporary success, like when the Rockets added Charles Barkley. You did get to the Western Conference Finals, but you had sprung a leak against Utah Jazz when you were trying to get past San Antonio. And I don't know, John. I'm not a big – now, I'm looking at the core. You still have Jabari, Alperen, Amen Thompson. They're all 23, 22-year-old Reed Shepard. There's still a young core there. But I went and looked at the ages when the season starts. Bogdanovich, 34. KD, 38. I'm only looking at guys who have contracts. Bogdanovich is 34. Kevin Durant is 38. Finney Smith is 33 with 3 years left on his contract. His last year is a player option.
That is your Jose. Jose Abreu signing.
I know. It really is. I mean, that's exactly what it is. This is Jose Abreu. Fred VanVleet is 32. We'll see what happens with him. Clint Capela has 2 years left. He's 32. Steven Adams has 2 years left. He's 33. I mean, you know, I would say Adams, KD Bogdanovich for sure. And then, oh, I didn't even put Marcus Smart in there. I didn't even add Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart is going to be, I got to see. I think Marcus Smart is, Marcus Smart is 32 right now. I got to see if he's going to be 33, but it's just hella old, man. What are we doing? I did not love that. Oh, he just turned 32. But feels like old man basketball, though. He's one of those gritty, grimy. You know, as much as I love Jeff Van Gundy, he used to add these kind of guys. He would just like to add old veterans. And Ime, it's like these defensive-minded coaches love adding grimy, older players that they can, I can just trust them. I can trust them. Do you trust them to slide their feet quick enough to stand in front of a faster, more explosive young player?
Or do they have a refrigerator on their back?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, they are old. My God, you went from a great, well, I don't know about a great,
no.
But you were a young team coming up, all draft picks. That's what you were doing, and now they're old. Holy crap!
Like I said, I forgot to add in Marcus Smart.
Mm-hmm. Man, oh well. Listen, they added a shooter though, which was nice. At least they added a shooter. Bogdan's going to be fun to watch, I think.
For a year.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they'll put four more on there. They'll put four more on it.
What about Reed?
Well,
Reed getting backup point guard minutes,
I guess. Some shots. Make some shots. That would be great. Mm-hmm. You know what? Reed was terrible in the postseason. Terrible. Mm. You got to be. And Bogdanovich is a proven playoff performer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? And you got Finney Smith coming back, which is unbelievable.
That seems like which one of these things is not like the other. Bogdan, would it surprise you to know that Bogdan has only played in four has only played in the playoffs for four seasons? Like, he's only been in a playoff series throughout his career four seasons.
That makes some sense. I could see that.
Yeah, I mean, the Hawks teams, you know, they were middling with and he was with the trade teams, and now he had one season with the Clippers where it didn't particularly go well for him. He didn't shoot the ball particularly well in that postseason. But, yeah, I question how much he actually would play in the postseason, knowing Ime and his rotations. And if Bogdan can't stay in front of anyone, would he actually play him?
Right.
So when I look at this deal.
Bogdan Finney-Smith?
I'm not going to call him that. I'm not going to say every guy they signed from the city of Los Angeles won't play well for them. Although now that's the third guy in the last two off seasons.
Bogdan,
Smart,
Finney
Bogdan,
Abreu,
and of course Dorian Finney-Smith. I think
Finney Abreu is the most
that's
despicable
aggressive.
Name
that's
you can
awful.
Come up with.
That's an awful thing for everyone involved.
That's a hate crime.
Bogdan might just be a guy who's an innings eater in the regular season. He might be your ninth, tenth man who rarely gets on the court in the postseason just because Ime's going to be like, you can't stop anyone. I'm not going to play you.
Oh, God. Okay, that is –
think about it.
I don't even want to hear
as
that.
He'll be 34 before the season begins. Ime's not going to run him out there in the playoffs for any type of minutes if he thinks he's going to be a detriment on the defensive end of the floor.
No, we know that for a fact.
What is he, a minimum guy? Is that what the deal he got, or did he get more than that?
He got less than Marcus Smart.
Yeah, I would think he's a minimum guy. So there's no impetus to play him if he can't stay in front of anyone. Bogdan's your ninth, tenth man.
But he had to have been okay with this deal.
Yeah, of course.
No. So where does Finney Smith fit in there?
Nowhere.
If you can't trade him, you're going to have to deal with him.
You're going to have to try to include him in a deal with Fred.
Do you want Finney Smith in a –
you're gonna
now you're going to have to give up that Nets pick. you get rid of those two.
Yeah, you're going to have to give up a good pick to try to dump some of this money. I'm not even joking. You're going to have to end up giving up a valuable pick to dump this terrible-ass contract.
Well, we have to give up this segment because we got Glenn Davis brought to you by Kaplan Sinus Relief on the other side right here.
It's a $2.4 million.
ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.